morning. Happy Wednesday. Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. If you don't already on Instagram, follow us. I'm sure we'll put the video out somewhere else, but we're going to go live in a little bit with Dare Dice producer Pork Chop. He lost yesterday. What is his punishment? Well, we'll tell you coming up in about 10 to 15 minutes here on Radio Now. So a woman lost it on an airplane. It was a flight to flight to Los Angeles, and she ended up hitting her boyfriend over the head with a laptop. Like, they're sitting there. I don't know what happened, but according to people on the plane, I guess the guy had kind of a wandering eye, and he was actually looking at another woman.
See, now, if this guy has cheated on her 20 times, by all means, hit him on the head
Can't. That, if you're dumb enough to stick with somebody, if they repeatedly cheat on you, everybody can be cheated on once. But after that, that's kind of your own fault, is it not?
Well, I don't know.
833-563-2539. I want to know if it's okay to have a little bit of a wandering eye. Like, if my wife, for example, Lindsay, checks out a guy, I know she likes me not for my looks. Like, if she sees some other guy that looks good, I mean, do I like it? No. Like, look at me. Stare at me. I'm your man. But if she's like, dang, like, look at that, those set of abs. Because she does not want this morbidly obese dad bod.
Right. See, now, I don't mind a wandering eye. When it's on, like, television, I don't mind at all. When it's not in television, I kind of get jealous. And I've never been a jealous type ever. Besides with my boyfriend right now, Jewel Daddy, I get so jealous. And he really does not have that much of a wandering eye. I think he's like, gosh, you are enough. I couldn't even imagine having a second person, like a second girl. Like, he's just like, I overwhelm him.
So, yeah, no kidding. You overwhelm me and you're not even my girl.
Exactly. So, like, he definitely doesn't really have a wandering eye. But, again, like, if it's on television or even if it's, like, on Instagram and it's, like, an Instagram model or something like that, I don't really care.
So he can double tap to his heart's delight.
Yeah, he can double tap to his heart's delight. If they have to be verified, though. If he double taps on a girl that's not verified and he doesn't know and it's, like, a clear, like, butt pick, no, I'll be a little upset.
That
I just
is
get
so
jealous.
Funny that if it's very, like, why? Because he has no shot ever at being with a verified butt?
Obviously.
But the unverified booty's all his?
Yes.
833-563-2539. This goes for men and for women. Do you have a problem if somebody's got a little bit of a wandering eye? Now, listen to her. This is her freaking out, and it's a lot of swearing.
All right, Sarah,
you
come up.
No. Oh, you
going to
come up?
Yeah, man, I'm getting up, man. Get up. You're assaulting me, man.
Oh, I'm assaulting you?
Yeah,
I'm
sure.
That's when she hit him with the laptop.
Gosh.
I don't know if it was a MacBook Pro or a Chromebook, but it was gone.
That gave me goosebumps because you can hear little kids actually screaming, and you can hear like the thud of the laptop hitting the head.
It's like, Liv, it's like you're at a WWE wrestling event, and they're like hitting somebody with a steel chair. It's not funny, but dude, and he was running. He's like, I gotta go. Boom. Right in the back of the head.
It's a little funny, but like the kid screaming makes me so sad. I'm already anxious on planes anyways.
Yeah.
Like, and claustrophobic. So if that happened, I literally would freak out. Did she get arrested or like taken off the flight?
Yeah, they both were taken off and she got charged with assault. Andrew, hey, thanks for calling in to Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show at 833-563-2539. What do you think about a wandering eye?
So, I mean, it's everybody's done it. You know, it's not a good or bad thing. It's just, it's where you do it. You know, it's whether or not it's a big. I mean, yeah, you know, everybody's going to look at
it. Hey, Andrew, you got to talk into your phone, but I can barely hear you when you take it away from your mouth.
Sorry. So, like, everybody does it. It's not really good or bad. It's just, you know, you got to know when to do it and when it's right or not right to do it.
Right,
when is
gotta,
it?
I mean,
when is it not right, Andrew? Help out fellow guys here if you're an expert. When is it the, not the right time to be looking with that wandery eye?
Well, from, I mean, I'm not saying what she did was good, but usually when your girlfriend's watching you, you probably shouldn't be staring at other females, and likewise, and especially like, I don't know, even on like dates or just like places at like the office or wherever you work, you know, there's just, there's times for everything, and you know, you just got to be able to differentiate.
Not during an anniversary.
No, definitely not. Hey, Andrew, thank you for calling in to Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show.
I think he's right, though. I get that. If my boyfriend has a wandering eye when he's in Target by himself, I don't care. What I don't know doesn't hurt me, as long as he's obviously not cheating on me. But if we are out to dinner on a date, and he has a wandering eye, I'm going to be so mad.
I am so bad with like a wandering eye. Like, not that I do it all the time, but like, I'm like, I can't just like turn my eye to the side. I'm like, like I just,
right. You'd hear be like so a creak. Obvious. Yeah, it's you like, would be so
I
obvious.
Turn my whole body. Oh, sorry, I dropped my fork. 833-563-2539. I want to hear from you ladies and also guys. What do you think about this? This chick beat the crap out of her man on an airplane because he had a wandering eye. But is that really that big of a deal? It's not that they're actually cheating.
You're assaulting me, man.
I'm assaulting you.
Yeah,
I'm
assaulting
you.
Yeah, that's insane. Hey, good morning. It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. That's a rude wake-up call. But this lady beat the crap out of her boyfriend. They both were, like, getting off the plane. Like, she freaked out, though. He got busted kind of doing a little side-eye, checking out, I guess, another lady on the plane. And here's my thing. Should you look at another man or a woman when you're in a relationship? No, of course not. But is that really that big of a deal?
Chase would freak out if I did it, my boyfriend. So yeah.
Do you think he'd hit you on the head with the laptop?
No, definitely not. But he
slap you on the head with some pipe.
Would he give you the silent treatment for the rest of the flight?
He would point. Okay, like let's say him and I are walking down the street, right? If there's someone that's like my type, I just look forward every time
because
and
you know he's
you never
out.
Look once.
No, not well. I used to, but not now. Just because I know. So once we pass them, I'll look to the right, and then he's giving me the look like. I know you were looking. I was like, nope. I was looking forward. I don't even care anymore. I just don't want to deal with your comment of I know you were looking.
So I want to ask you this. If you were on a flight, you gave a side eye or you had a wandering eye, you checked someone out, would your boyfriend give you the silence treatment for the entire flight if you did that?
No.
What was his reaction?
No, his would be what I just said. He would, you know, look at me, give me the little stink like, oh, I know you were looking.
Oh,
yeah, he'd be snarky the whole time.
Yeah.
833-563-2539. We'll get to some social media in just 1 second. Radio Now AM show. But Amanda, what do you think about a little looky-look? Is that big of a deal?
No, it's human nature. I'm married. I look, and I will point out women to my husband. I'm like, hey, she's a cutie. My husband knows that I look. Like, it's just complete human nature. You're going to do it. It's another thing if you step out of the relationship. Otherwise, you're just looking, and people are attractive, and that's just what human nature is.
Amanda, early in my relationship, I made that huge mistake because, you know, I thought, like, that was normal, too. Like, oh, hey, look, don't you think he's a good-looking guy? And nope, don't do it.
Amanda, I was going to say, God bless you for what you're saying. You have a relationship. But, gentlemen, if you're listening, it is a trap. You do not have permission to look at that woman. Hey, thank
Sometimes
you.
Sometimes when I'm watching TV and a really, like, hot shirtless guy will come on the television, I'll gasp. Because I'm so, like, taken aback.
You have breathing problems?
I'm like, oh. And my boyfriend's like, what? And I'm like, I don't know. And he's like, no, I know exactly what you're doing.
Tasha,
funny.
Tasha, you're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Would you do that too? You're giggling?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't point it out. But I do believe that we are human. And so we will look. Again, it goes back to those knowing your boundaries. But it sounds like she kind of has some trust issues. Because he probably has done it before, so she was fed up.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that she reacted so quick and beat him over the head.
You're assaulting me, man.
I'm assaulting you.
Yeah,
I'm assaulting you.
Like, okay, that is aggressive. Thank you, Tasha, for calling in. Let's wrap it up with Christina this morning. Hey, you're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Is it okay to look, or should every guy get hit over the head with a laptop, too?
No, I definitely think that it's in human nature to look, if and when it's respectful. Not to make it noticeable and not to make your wife or your significant other feel bad or you're over there drooling over somebody and they're at your side. So I think it's very natural to look. But I also had a comment with what Joe said about, cheating once and cheating twice. I was always told cheat once or, you know, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
Yeah, then, like, fool me a third time, can't get fooled again or something like that. Hey, Christina, thank you for calling in this morning to Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Live the Web Girl. Where's this up on social media if people want to interact and get in the combo?
It's on Twitter at Radio Now AM Show.
All right, cool. Just wondering, though, if you did catch Jewel Daddy, your guy.
Having a wandering eye?
Would you hit him with the laptop or no?
No.
All right.
I'd probably hit him in the arm and then laugh.
Jewel Daddy, your secret is safe with me.
Shut up.